You might not guess it from old westerns, but many of the bull riders and cattle ropers of the world are people of color. African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans played a key role in the settlement of the American West and the development of rodeo. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, special rodeos in Georgia and across the country highlight that history and aim to bring new fans of color into the sport.
It's the first trip to the rodeo for Ramona Famble and her friends Toy Denson and Rashima Johnson.
Oh my God!
And they don't quite know the rules yet.
That rope has to break before the horse goes, and that horse broke the rope.
Yeah, but I think they time it.
They time it, okay.
Even though they're not experts, they're enjoying the show.
Like not knowing what to expect, and then you saw the first guy go out, and he like tackles this bull and he like jumps on him and he rolls around in the dirt. You know, I'm like, wow.
They're enjoying the view too.
Hi, cowboy!
These women didn't know about black rodeos until one came to Savannah where they live. And that's fairly common. Keith Roberts founded the Atlanta Black Rodeo Association in 1991. He says he wanted to spread the word about cowboys of color.
A lot of the African-American community doesn't know about black cowboys, and so that was one way to educate them and entertain them at the same time. And if you go to regular rodeo, you don't see a lot of blacks at regular rodeo. So we gave them a venue where they come out and feel comfortable.
That question of comfort is a big reason why black rodeos, as well as Latino and Native American rodeos, are still around today, more than half a century after integration ended baseball's Negro Leagues. Tracy Owens Patton from the University of Wyoming wrote a book about ethnicity and rodeo. She says the professional league itself was never officially segregated, but separate rodeos cropped up as Jim Crow laws kept riders of color out of venues. And now?
Rodeo has been slow, I would argue, in just feeling like a welcoming place to some of the rodeo participants.
Keith Roberts says he never faced overt exclusion when he was a rider, but he says it's still tough to draw new fans of color to rodeo.
You know, if you're from Atlanta and you're going out to a small town, you don't feel comfortable. And it's not that you're excluded, it's just you don't feel comfortable.
Creating a rodeo where those fans do feel welcome can pay off big time. Robert says his rodeos bring in between 2,000 and 5,000 people, depending on the arena. And once they're sold on the sport, many come back over and over. The black rodeo in Savannah certainly converted a few new fans, like Rashima Johnson.
This is my first time. Such an awesome event. Definitely worth it.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.